Okay, fine.
Okay, so maybe over here, Zenirinas and Rechoy, I think.
Yeah.
Hirsch, Hadner Chili Nos and Rechoy. This is going back to Rotzalema Ramakins Essay, Shisha's Farma now. Shembege Machin Nerd. Okay. Nos and Rechoy. Now, Tsura Mordodili. Pirish, acharkach kisha osam mishkan yoda shchina lavir hoyla kimit chilav matn teira afa pisha yoda lehoisa ala b'shamayim shitzil har sinai al b'mishkan yoda lavir hoylam b'shochnu ben yisrael ben bade arn shedimim ledade isha b'zeo ben shada yolin. So, and then he adds, I'm a little bit curious, which really belongs to the later piece. So, okay, so he says, the first thing he says over here is, Surah Mordori Lid, the difference between the first chinna of coming min Hashemayim was, Nir Dinos and Reichah is a chinna like, it says the beginning of Shir Hashirim, where it's a Reach Shmanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gives us a whiff of Elikus, of things that are above and beyond, and that attracts us, that brings us there, so to speak. So Maimir Har Sinai, and I guess we need to understand it in terms of what the Ratzon Hashem is. I mean, the Mishkan itself had the Luchos at the core of it, like Rabban says, it was a mini Matan Torah, and so on and so forth. Certainly in terms of Chshivas, in terms of the level of Gilui, there was nothing like Har Sinai. And Min HaShemayim Shmata Kalecha, it was in the terms of how much was Niskala, how broadly, everything about it was greater Har Sinai, except that it was Shemayim Dik. It was still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on a har, but it still was a har. The Mishkan, the pshat was, it was there. And let me explain more about it. Let me explain a little bit the difference between Mishkan and Har Sinai. In Har Sinai, our avodah to prepare the mountain for Matan Torah was standing aside. It was the mitzvah of Prisha personally, Kedusha and so on, and the Hagbela Sa'am. By marking off Har Sinai as above and beyond, so we could get very close to it, but that's it. So we perceive Torah and Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as something beyond us. It was not the result of our Hishtadlus per se. We prepared nothing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashke Shechinasi there. We just got out of the way and allowed for Shechinah to be Shechinah there. In the Mishkan, it's the other way around. In the Mishkan, we prepared the Mishkan. The Mishkan was so, quote unquote, attractive. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to be with us. So the huge difference between the two is, one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu came close to us, and not because of what we did, but we were zeichet to a kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our job was to keep it up, and this is so we appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Shanayim. And then in Mishkan, we were able to do an avodah which would bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world because of our avodah. So we kept those. Density, the scope, etc., was much greater in our Sinai, but the godless of it, that our avodah should bring it, that was something that was incredible. And that's how you see in the parishes in Mishkan, is the structure, how to build it, the chinuch, and finally Shmini, where they're waiting for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Anan Hashem, to come down, and to be Mechaser HaOnan, and to go in, and Ashuras HaShchin, and so on. That was all part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he be misgal in this world, was not despite the fact that this world is a world of tachtonim, but because this world is a world of tachtonim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So incredible ability. In other words, I think we need to appreciate a little bit the godless of it. When he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a dira b'tachtonim, it means that because we bring the right korbanos and we offer what's right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he comes there. If I can give a mashal, let's give a crude mashal, but still, it's the right mashal. Sometimes I get invited to somebody who's very, very chashuv. Let's say I know this person is going to come at some sort of meeting, chasm, whatever it is. If I go there, I'll be able to see the person, meet the person, have some interaction with the person. So I feel very, very chashuv about that. And it's a very good feeling, b'chulu. But there's a very clear sense of this person being above and beyond me, and I have to keep my distance, and I have to, so on. Imagine that a person is coming to stay in my house because he needs a place to stay, and my house is a place that he feels comfortable. There's a whole different dimension of what it means to me. And that's the pshat sur hamor doidili. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bein Shaddai Yolid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lan Bein Shaddai, that's a whole different world of Hashivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our embrace. So it's a tremendous gap between one and the other. So in Mishkan, he came down to Bein by the orange, Shaydoim Eloi. Shaydoim Eloi, Ledadi Isha, Vezeh Bein Shaddai Yolid. That's the Bein Shaddai. Av Eloi Bekvias. So that Madrega was not yet Bekvias. Eshkel HaKoyfa Doide Li Bekarme En Gedi. Eshkel HaKoyfa Hoyli. Bekarme En Gedi. Shemokim Arish Shatz Yisrael. It sits on Yamamala, which is the same line as the Yadim. We show Koyle Doide Kavua. Kitekev Shemsat Yisrael Yodeshkin Ala Aretz, Mamish Me'avev Nikadek Laretz. So the difference between Mishkan and Eretz Yisrael was Kvias. In other words, let's translate it a little bit into the Bola Maisa. In the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, the Shechina came because of what we did. Because we did Avodah, and Avodah was perfect, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came was Asher Shechinasa. So that's very good. But if we didn't do Avodah or whatever, there was no Asher Shechina. In Eretz Yisrael, first it says that even the Chobanam, even Shemosam, this Kedusha is not Zaz, Kitchen is not Zaz, Eretz Yisrael is Kaddish, the farmer, the cucumbers, they have Kedusha Saritz, this the Shemit and so on. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is irrelevant to the Avodah. And in a certain sense, it's very similar. The Maral says about Klal Yisrael that the Bechira in Klal Yisrael is called Bechira because it's not for what we did or what didn't do, it's what we are or what we aren't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his Messiah as our potential and to our inner core, and immediately he's kaveh himself and says, whether you like it or not, I'm here and you can't get rid of me. The bris we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is both when things are difficult and when things are good, is because we're tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a final link of it. V'nikra Adon Kol Haaretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Adon Kol Haaretz because it's a siachus to Eretz Yisrael. So the progression of Psukim is a progression in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kesher with us. It starts with Har Sinai where he reaches out to us, but he's out. It goes to the Mishkan where our Avodah embraces him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us, Kaviyahol, and finally going into Israel, where that becomes a mokum kavua of Ashras HaShechina without any any type of, nituk, and so on. Okay, that was the first pirush. Then he has, again, second pirush. Pirush pays. Hashem of a siba near the pirush. Koidem shekotay siba bigi bigodov. Near the nosan reichoy hapsom shali nosan reich. So this is now focusing on the isha, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the woman, the us vaisol haratzara mork ma isha chesetzara mal tzabara yotela b'shadev shaliach tamid keinu doyli shalom tamid shadev makas halachas v'olach gamkin. So this is more, it's the same idea, but it's coming more mitzad what we have. Mitzad the fact that there's always a reach of ruchnius rather than focus on Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem Hashchina. Yudale Eshra Koyfe Dodi Bekarmei Gedi Achar Kach Kamei Eshtol Shalvois Amikro Koyfe Bekarm Shein Gedi Shmeich Yafle Merochet Vinoet. So when you deal with when the psalmim is on a person, so the old days they would also have like perfume, but the perfume was bag of psalmim that they hung on themselves. So whatever psalmim you hang on yourself has some sort of life expectancy. It dries out at some point. It no longer gives off an odor, and also is not that strong. And when you have it growing in the kerem, it is very powerful, very strong, and therefore the ruchnius at that point became a netiya in Klal Yisrael. And again, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has a very strong sense of ruchnius that it gives off. Can doidily cover the rasa etzli from eshkol v'kerem. But nimshelu kini shalosh milas shemayim v'aretz v'adam amutzah b'nehem. Meshama ani barasi shemayim v'aretz v'adam aleh barasi. V'hine v'tchila sabriya ha'isa ashkina v'aretz. U'bechet ha'doris ad avram silka ashkina min aretz. V'achar kach ha'ovis harira ashkina marakil rakiyat shemayim harira la'aretz. V'hine v'toyras kainim v'minan kroi adadi. Ksimen ha'shemayim debati marchem. וכסיב הילה שם על הסיני. רבי זוהים מלמד שהציע הקדש ברוך הוא עשה שמיים על הסיני ויורד. הרי גם שיודע השכינה, מכל מקום עדיין הויסה במסיבה על מצה שמיים של הסיני. So it came down, but it was still זה במסיבה על הסיני, כמו מסיבה. It's like when somebody lays on a chair, so he's on it, but he's not in it really. כי הציע שמיים על הסיני. ויורד, עוז ניר נסו איך הגלי סיריח נעשה נשאל לפנוב. And again, this is very similar. I said before, but it's coming from a different angle. I'll explain in a minute. Novel Chayayach B'Toyer, Mishkei Toyer, Shkirach Mishulish, Kanal Revov, Ramach B'Gimat Diner, B'Zon Yos Arechot. B'Chak Atzor Amor, Shoylech Tomi Dima Isha, Shezocha Shiti Ashkia, B'Shkir Meneem, K'mo Isha Os, Om Vav Osi, Nigas Shantim Soich, Mani Bina Tzadikim, B'Zeo Ben Shoda Yolin, Shulon Tomi Ben Shoda Yolin. The Inyan Koy Al Ha'arin, Meshama Shabbat Nebolche Dada Isha, Vasosh Ashkina, Iker Vesech, Bolchon Maseh. Let's talk a little bit about the point that he's making here. So he's saying, in Oz Mitzad, the Mahalchum of Sukkah, he's saying pretty much the same in Yonim. But the Nekudis that he's adding over here is who speaks about Oretz and Shemayim, and Adam is B'nehem. I want to explain the point. He's adding here a Knech that he didn't have before. There's a fascinating Ebenezer. The Ebenezer speaks about, I think it's in Parshas Vayetz, if I'm not mistaken, about the Cholom Yaakov. And he says that Adam is the Mimutz of Yishraim Arad, same thing. And he says that's why everything is said in a Mashal, and so on. And he speaks about Mashal and Nimshal being shy up to this point. What he's saying is that only Adam is able to bring about a Likus in this world because he himself is a Chib of Tu Inyanim. Let's explain this point over here. The world of Teva and Oretz, as it is not a Pella. It is, it's a Metzias. It's as a dynamic. it's there's cause and effect, it works, fine. The Shamayim is not a Pella, it's its own world. It's a world beyond and so on. That there's any type of chibur bichlau is a Pella, because manafshach. I can say that as much as you plow the field, that's how much the crops grow. I can say that as much Torah you learn, that's how much Olam Haba you get. But when I say as much Torah you learn, that's how much the field is going to grow, I don't understand that. The klal is, a universe means something that is totally self-contained. It's totally self-enclosed. So this world has its own mahalchim. And you talk to me, Teva is you have to plow the field 10 hours. You're talking about Neis Shemayim, so that's the Olam Haba. Don't do this with a field. Adam himself has a Mishnah Ketzura. Mitzad Echad, I fit on a biologist's dissecting table. Everything about me is not different than a Baal Chai. Same Mahalchim. And a medical doctor can study a person for 1,000 years and not see more than flesh and blood. And everything is mechanical. On the other hand, there's another part to a person that's beyond that, and yet it's kosher. Take away the guf, there is no neshama in this world, yet the neshama is not the guf, and so on. So the Adam is the one, it happened to be Moshe, so yes, it happened to be obviously that tzaddikim, they brought the Shechina back, tachtoinim, but the guidance at Gasha here is that it's Tzuras Adam Kval Yusei that does it. I want to add, just explain to Eben Ezra, because I think it's incredible, Eben Ezra. The Sefer of Chachma is called Mishlei. Now, for us, a marshal is what a maggid does to entertain his audience, basically. So you get stories, you get jokes. Mishalim was before they invented jokes, they called him Mishalim. I mean, it's like a nice marshal, the maggid's marshal, this marshal, that marshal. And yet the safer of Chacham is called Mishlei, and they don't seem fantastically gewaldic Mishalim. I mean, the Yetzirah is Isha Zayna and so on. Say that nothing, but the Peshat is it's a tremendous the world of Chachma is the world of Chachma itself is abstract musagim. It's musagim. It's things that Bemis have no metzias. When I'm able to be malbishit on things in this world, I give it a metzias in this world. The mushal. Well, let's take an example. If I speak about communism and capitalism, and I'm trying to get people to become communists, and I say production in goods, finished goods are the result of labor times material, and neither the material nor the labor belongs to the so-called owner, so shared the profit for it should be equitably distributed between this and that. It'll get you nothing but a yawn. But if I come along and I say, Rabbeisai, this fat, good-for-nothing owner is sitting and fressing, and your work is making the profits and you get nothing, boy, that gets people really riled up. Why? Because I took the idea and I was malbushit in Metzias. So a mushal is the ability to take an idea and be malbushit in a Metzias. Preferably, ideally, the Metzias that fits you. A good mushal has to fit the person. I told somebody once, there was somebody speaking here in Yeshiva, very, very, very fine person saying good things. But there was certain antiquated. I said to him once, I said, could I suggest that you leave out the Mishalim about a king? The only kings we have today is Queen Elizabeth, and she doesn't bring about tremendous yira to anybody. I said, if you want to know a person's tensest moment in life is a job interview. So if you want to give a mushal of somebody, be'ema b'yir, res v'zeya, this is the job interview. I said, kings today are a joke. There are a bunch of dysfunctional princes in England running around with ladies, nothing doing. A muscle has to come into your metzias, and Bemela, the muscle has to keep step a little bit with that metzias. But Akapanim, Surus Adam is something which, like he says over here, it's the fulcrum. It allows ideas that are ruchnius to come into this world, this metzias. Then he says, "V'acharkach eshkol akoyfer doydili koel beis hamikdash sheshomayis hashchina kvu al makom echad." Meishakasav banoy banisi beisvul lecha mechayin leshift chaylamim. Kemoy ha eshkol bekerem ushmoy ha yenoida b'koel ba'olam. Kemeishama v'gamal anocha sheloy ma'amcho yisrael hu obomer tzurchayik lemashmecha. Ata tishan l'shamayim mechayin leshift chasizu kol hashikur alecha nochi. So the guy in here is adding, this is sort of, in this Mahalach, because he changed that Gosha, this is what he comes out with. We said that Avodas Adam Bechlolius is to be Mechabel Yonim to Tachtoinim. So, and we explained that the case where it doesn't happen is, we see it as two separate worlds. We see the world of Yonim having validity in itself. A person sits and learns Shadak, he's going to become Chacham, he's going to have a lot of Mahaba. A person works hard, he's going to make a lot of money. The chibur of the two together is it's irrational, it doesn't make any sense. We see it sometimes by big people, Avram and so on. It's not only do we see it by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, but we see it in people's actions. People's actions are motivated by different motivations. And a psychologist will speak about greed and pleasure and things like that, and he's right. Those are the things that motivate a person. Now, a person should be motivated by inyanim nachak to this world, by toiv, by mishpat, by emes, by all these inyanim. Those are things that that a person should function like that is something which is highly unusual. So, yeah, it's one thing. A person sits in a corner and he's in his own world, and he is not checked to this world. But Avram and Yitzhak Yaakov, they all were Bali Miknem, Bali Sadeh, and so on and so forth, and yet they acted by what's right. That was unusual. The Maila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kvius in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Goyen says over here, is it now became something that is Shayach to the world at large. Now there's a Makom where the whole world is mushpa. It's not only to call Yisrael. That's what brings the pasuk here. V'gamal nocher shalom amko Yisrael. Abar matzchayk l'mashmecha. That's where the Beis Hamikdash comes in, and it becomes a chelik of this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that way. So Klal Yisrael is the one that's kaveat b'soicham, but the hashpa that's wanted is hashpa for the whole world. Mm-hmm. The one more nekuda that goes together with this, I think, is important in this, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to bring about a Kal Yisrael. The whole Mahalach of Avis was to create a Kal Yisrael, an Umma. And the reason is because the players of the world are umos, not yechidim. Lamashal, if I'm looking, let's take something. If I'm looking to see how to run a yeshiva, someone comes along to me and says, take Reb Chaim Konyevsky as a dogma, take all of his halichos, and make that the yeshiva schedule. So I say, no, that's impossible. So what do you mean? Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim is a yochid. So if you're asking me what should Yechidei Skula do to become big tzaddikim, go find what Reb Chaim Konyevsky does. But if you show me a yeshiva that runs with a certain seder, and yeshiva is doing well, now I understand it as a hanhaga klolis. I understand it as a hanhaga. A yochid is always a yotzudof. It's one of the reasons in like in statistics, or things like that, there's always a fluke. Whenever you talk, you say, oh, so-and-so. So-and-so means nothing. So-and-so is a fluke. There's always a fluke. There's a person with two heads, a person with three heads, and there's a person that stands on his head, and a person that stands on his feet. There's no yoytze min haklal, by definition, is a yoytze min haklal. For something to be metzius in this world is a world of klalim. Show me a kvius that is, and then it becomes part of the world. Laws of nature means these are things that happen as a klal. So a group of things behave in a certain way, that's a klal. Same thing psychologically. When I talk about a group of people that act in a certain way, then I'm talking about a metzius. When I'm talking about this person does this and this, then you're talking about the yotzim in a klal. So this hanhag over here, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needed an umma and a makom. If there wouldn't be an umma and a makom, then a lakus would again be yotzim in a klal. So yes, there's a shame ve'eva that are ishalukim. They're outside the pale. They're not part of this world. They happen to float around here. They're not part of this world. It's like Chaim Kanievsky. He's a yotzim in a klal. He's not a klal. But when I have a group act in a certain way, that becomes part of metzius. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.
Right, and there's a discrepancy between the Pirish Aleph and the Pirish Beis, or it's even the next Pasuk in Pasuk Yud-Dalet. First, the Gra says that the third phase is take off Kishenechnesu L'Aretz Yisrael, Yodesh Shechina L'Aretz.
Right.
So, is that referring to the Beis HaMikdash, or is that just Knesset Eretz Yisrael? And then in the next part on Pasuk that we just learned, Pasuk Yud-Dalet, says Koyel Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So when is the Kvias? Is it Eretz Yisrael? Meaning when we learned the first one, I thought the first
Eretz Yisrael. I think it means the Beis HaMikdash because Eretz Yisrael is the Makam HaMikdash. In other words, the music of there being a Makam Beis HaMikdash, that's Eretz Yisrael. So I guess it's put together. So in it's a subsection being at the soul's nachla v'mnucha. This is in Yerushalayim. I mean, I was like the Rambam. The Rambam in the Beis Abchira says that the Beis Hamikdash is in Har Maria in Yerushalayim. So I mean, he says Har Maria is where it is. But by says it needed to have a Shem Yerushalayim first. And then you could have Beis HaMikdash. You couldn't have one without the other. There's a Metzias Makam first, a Kvias Makam, and this comes in the Kvias Makam. That's what I think is the.
And then also just more generally speaking, this goes back to old discussion we had many times. So what seems to be the Ikar Avodah? The Ikar Avodah for a person to, so to speak, put himself in Al Yainim by being Isaac Bataya in the abstract and
right.
The Qur'an Yom Balayla, or is it to bring the El Yonim to the Tachtonim? Based on all of this that we're seeing, it seems that the final phase is not Har Sinai, where we're just sitting in El Yonim. It's Beis HaMikdash, which is bringing El Yonim into Tachtonim, which I think goes hand in hand with bringing mitzvahs into out of the abstract and into the world of Maisa. Is would we say that one is an ikar over another?
No, but it's let's ask a rhetorical question. When you have a bridge between two places, is the ikar so we have a bridge between Brooklyn and Manhattan. Is the ikar the ramp in Manhattan or the ramp in Brooklyn? Mm-hmm. The answer is it's not a bridge unless it connects both. On a level of a Kalal Yisrael, if you have people that are only Isaac in this world, in Yanim Tachtainim, then they become part of that. So Lamashal, imagine a Rav is a Rav somewhere in the sticks, and he has no chibur to anything beyond the Balabatim. So at some point, he reaches their level, they reach his level, and that's it. It doesn't go anywhere. On the other hand, if a person is in a yeshiva, and that's minutic from anything, and has no shashpah, he's also not being Tachtainim. The ideal is you have Chalokim Kal Yisrael that are totally Ruchni. You have Chalokim Kal Yisrael that have some sense of the outside. You have Chalokim Kal Yisrael that are working with the outside. And if as long as they're Mischaba one to the other, you get your Musagim from the person above and you move them to the person beyond. You know, one of the problems of many so-called Kiev organizations was that you become so involved in your place that you don't really refresh yourself, you don't really charge yourself. I once heard from somebody, it's interesting, this person was a shliach, Chabad shliach. I don't know if in NYU or in what you could call Greenwich Village. I'm not sure which one of the two, one or the other. I was sitting at Chasna, and he told me that he asked the Rebbe to become a shliach in the other one. I don't remember which one. I mean, the NYU is in Greenwich, so, but whatever. So the Rebbe told him no. And he asked him why. And the Rebbe said, a shliach has to descend to where the people are that he needs to pull out. So what keeps the shliach is that I bend down to hold on to him. But there, I can't bend down far enough to hold on to you. And therefore, he said, I can't let you go this place, that place. But there's a sense of it, and that's why, you know, it's important. It's important both ends of it. A person has to realize, if he is out there, that every so often he has to come back and recharge the batteries. He has to have somebody that's shayach to, that's beyond. You know, that's the...
Okay, it all fits in line with the, you know, tiritzim that we said last, you know, the last couple of times, that everybody needs to find their place, and which is the same old, it all comes back to the same tariffs, I guess.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rebbe. Take care. Have a nice day. Bye.